the podcast for you, the real estate professional. This is One on One, the official Realty One Group podcast powered by One University.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the One on One podcast. My name is Josh Katz. I am joined by, I'll start with Ryan this go around. I'm joined by Ryan Esteban. He's over there in the dark, and Kathy Baker. So Kathy, we have been talking because this is, we are now ending your favorite time of the sports world.
It's the saddest time of the year.
It is. So I want to talk to you about that, but also we are entering one of Ryan's favorite times of the sports world because we have the NBA playoffs starting.
Yes.
In a few weeks, as well as the MLB just started, which I know Ryan's also a big fan of. But Kathy, what did you think of the, after, by the time we publish this, the March Madness will be over. So what did you think of the result?
I ended up third in my bracket.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
And I had UConn. I mean, they're beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler Hasbro. Hasbro. Do you remember him that played for Carolina?
Yeah.
He was one that had to go back that fourth year and built the upper body strength. The guy with Purdue is good. I just don't know that his, I don't know if he's ready for NBA.
I'd say we send this to ESPN.
Yeah, we'll let them know. We'll let them know what you say, Kathy.
Well, Ryan, what do you think about, I know we try to keep these episodes as evergreen as possible, but the play-in / playoffs have not started. What do you think about your Lakers?
I mean, I think they're definitely always in the hunt. What's crazy is the West this year is just so...
I know.
All the teams are at least, what, 6, 7, 8 games above 500, and they're all fighting down there. So it's going to be a bloodbath.
I gave away his name already, but our president of broker operations, one of the original employees at this company, this man knows probably more about Realty One Group than most people. Pat, are you a Phoenix? I'm assuming you're a Phoenix Suns fan because they are also in there too.
Yeah. Phoenix all the way for all of our sports teams. But I agree with Ryan, man. That West is so clogged up from, you know, from 10th to 4th and don't know where the Suns will end up landing, but when you've got, whether it's the Lakers with their pieces or the Suns with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, you can't ever count anybody out once you get into the postseason.
Yeah. And we could probably do this for a whole 30-minute episode if we wanted to, but we brought Pat on for a specific reason, and we've wanted to have Pat on this podcast for a very long time. He's an integral part of this company and has been for a long time. And we want to pick your brain on brokerage operations, which you are the president of. But before we jump into that, Pat, can you maybe just give a 30 seconds of where you started at with Realty One Group, where you are now, and also how far you've seen the company grow in that time?
Yeah, of course. And before I do that 30 seconds, I want to just give a shout out to all my, Iowa peeps. I was born and raised in Iowa on steak and potatoes and corn. And for anybody out there from Iowa, a big shout out. But I have been in Phoenix area for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. I joined Realty One Group 15 years ago, almost to the day. So 2009. And I've had several roles. I've been a manager, a broker, opening multiple offices and now my current role for the last, 8 to 10 years has been overseeing our operations in what we'll call our company owned stores, or offices, which are 8 in Phoenix and 4 in Las Vegas with, approximately 5,000 agents. Just to give a little perspective, our average agent count in those 12 offices is excess or, 400 plus.
Sorry, were you going to say something, Kathy?
I was just going to say, wow, 400. And, I just got to say here, one thing he didn't say is before real estate, he was a coach.
Yeah.
We talk about sports. This man knows what he's talking about. And you have to have that ability. And I think that mindset to manage. I mean, I just kind of gasp when I think an average of 400 agents. Amazing.
Yeah, I guess, Pat, my question is, so did you see your career trajectory going that way, or was this just like a natural fit? You started out as a broker and then now you're kind of overseeing the whole shebang.
Yeah, great question. So prior to coming to Realty One Group, I've been in real estate for over 25 years, started just as a lot of people do that are in this industry, started putting buyers in my car and listing houses and did that for several years and decided when I started maybe missing a few too many soccer games, had little ones at home or maybe not really being fully present at the zoo or the birthday party, that transitioning into the management side, which ultimately led to me owning and operating my own real estate franchise. And I did have the opportunity right after I sold that franchise, I got introduced to Kuba. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever had the opportunity to sit down and have a one-on-one conversation, it's not hard, to all of a sudden say, "Boy, I want to be on this person's team."
Yeah,
it's very easy if you sit down with Kuba to say, "Wow, I want to be a part of that." And that's what happened with me 15 years ago, and I certainly had the vision that this company was that he was building in Las Vegas, mm-hmm, was going to go great places at extraordinary levels. And I wanted to be a part of it. And luckily 15 years later, what a great journey it's been so far.
I think you bring up a really good point. So for those that don't know by now, our brand started in Las Vegas and, we have our company owned stores in the tri-state area. And so for us that live in California and work at corporate or whatever, we see, there's a big, like there's a lot of Realty One Group in one place. But Pat, I guess my question is, when we started franchising, and I'm asking a question that I already know the answer to, how quickly did you see that this was going to explode? Like we already saw it in California, Arizona, Nevada, but how quickly did you see that it was going to take off like it did?
Yeah. It's funny. Kuba just foot on the gas pedal, go, go, go. Yeah. And one of the things that you probably heard him say before, and if you haven't, you will, is the term copy, copy, copy. And what he means by that when he says that, put it in perspective, is once we figure it out, once we model it and prove it out that this works, now we figured out, go copy it and it'll work somewhere else. And so that's foot on the gas pedal of saying, "Hey, we figured it out here. This model now will work everywhere." And so when he started doing the franchising, seeing the interest, seeing that it would work not only in Las Vegas or Phoenix, California, but all over the country with similar results, is exactly what his vision was. And it's certainly come to fruition.
Yeah. And now the world.
Yeah.
No doubt. Now the world.
Yeah. I think, Pat, too, the thing that I love about the brand is the scalability. And you're seeing that because you've got an average of 400 agents, but you've got one office, I think, that maybe has 100 and then one that maybe has 600. And I think that's the fascinating part. And the part initially when I came on, Josh, that I didn't realize is the power of being able to scale the model. Mm. And I think that's the significance of the model in today's market.
Yeah, Kathy, it's all about the agent. It's an agent first focus. So it works in a small town. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, to get 50% market share might mean we only have 50 or 60 agents total. And it works because it's about the agent. It really is a you first focus. And so it's not tied to the success of a certain market or a big city. It just flat out works.
So how are you, how can you help either the offices that we have in smaller markets, or maybe there are people listening right now that are thinking about franchising with us in their local market? So what is maybe a piece of advice you can give them from something you've seen that has worked with the brokerages that you oversee right now?
probably the number one thing is get dialed in. There's so much available. And to a point where it could even be overwhelming, you know, the old trite phrase, drinking out of a fire hose. But I got to tell you, it's so much better to be a little overwhelmed than underwhelmed. Mm. You know, to be underwhelmed and say, oh my gosh, I wish I had. Realty One Group, you don't have to say, I wish I had. There is so much available at your fingertips as a franchisee owner, as a realtor, as a manager. And it's all, again, focused on helping our agents be more efficient, be better, and help their clients. And so my number one piece of advice is you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, we've kind of coined the phrase, we'll give you a business in a box, mm-hmm. but open it up, take some time, learn it, utilize it, and watch the agents come to you and watch the success happen. It's not easy. It takes a lot of work. But you've got to jump on board and follow the plan, because going back to what I mentioned earlier, when Cuba said copy, 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 we've tried it. We've tested it. It works. Trust us, buy into it, utilize it, and watch the success happen.
You know, Josh and Ryan, what I love about what he's saying is, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, Pat, but I've always felt like overwhelmed. When you're overwhelmed, it's because you're underprepared. Mm. Whatever that is. And the reason we should not have overwhelm in this brand is for people like you. You know, 15 years, and congratulations, by the way, of commitment to make sure that copy is what it should be. And when I look at what's done to vet, if it's vendors or partners or systems or whatever, we always just like to beta test. Is that still a term?
Yeah.
Beta test. Yeah. In the company offices. So when we roll out things to new franchises, it's been vetted, and yeah. It's something that is worthy of being copied. And it's the reason that no affiliate or agent, for that reason, should feel underwhelmed, because the systems work. It's not that we're giving you shit in the box. We're giving you stuff in the box that works.
Yeah.
That's solid and is going to build on your production, and it's going to strengthen your foundation. So I absolutely love that you're saying that. One thing, I'll brag on him a little bit because he's so modest. Pat is such a resource for us with new offices, mm-hmm. because you've done it, Pat. You've done the build out. You've done the lease negotiation. You've done hiring of staff and hiring people in multiple roles before you're big enough to hire them. And I mean, to hire individual tasks. So, you know, Mike Clear always says that they're the two things we get in trouble with, space and talent. So you've done a great job that overwhelm should be minimized if people listen and if they plug in.
I think we just got the, I'm just going to say it on the podcast. I think we just got the quote that Savag was looking for from Pat, from Kathy. So thank you, Kathy.
We don't give you shit in a box?
Yeah.
There you go, Savag.
Is that what I heard? Yeah.
But I agree. Like I am, you know, we're obviously also fortunate to know Pat. And I think, Kathy, you bring up such a good point that, Pat, you guys are the ones that really test out, you know, like, let's say we have a new partnership or we've brought on a new tool from Taylor and her team. You guys are the one that are testing it out, making sure it works. And then we kind of dish it out to the rest of the network. And so I guess if this is a question, Pat, have you guys, is it a lot of trial and error, or by now is it, we've kind of figured out the system and this is going to work for us, and we know that this is now going to work for the other 400 plus offices?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And Taylor Samara, who's absolutely amazing, would be able to share. Everybody wants to be partnered with Realty One Group. Mm-hmm. I mean, they see where we're at, where our growth is, and the force that we are, and they want to partner with us. They want to partner with our agents. But I got to tell you, we are tough. I mean, I don't know the number. Taylor would have to share it with you, but there are so many people that pitch.
Yeah.
Why they have a product or a service that they want to have us get gain exposure for them to our agents that don't make the cut. Mm-hmm. We are so our standards to make sure that if we're going to bring something to our network, our agents, that we've vetted it, that it really truly brings value.
And so we do
beta tests, we do try things out, and so when it gets released, when it gets in our toolbox, in our tool chest, if you're out there in Iowa, in Florida, in Texas, you can have the confidence of saying, okay, there was a really strict process before it ever got launched to our network nationwide.
Kathy, you also brought up a good point that we are now in a post-COVID world, but I think one of the things that Realty One Group as a brand that we are so good at is our actual offices, right? Ryan and I are at the Hub right now. Pat, I know you are in Phoenix, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And Pat, maybe can you talk about from our brand perspective, just why our actual offices are so important to the brand, to the agents, to us at corporate? Because I know it's a literal piece of Realty One Group art, each office is.
Yeah. You know, and what we've decided, certainly, over the last 10 years, 5 years, the average square footage of a real estate office, the brick and mortar, if you will, it's been able to go down and be more efficient. It used to be, that's where the customers, that's where they would be, is they would come into the office. So a realtor had to be in there if they were going to do any sort of business. Today, as we know, it's certainly a lot of businesses done on the go. Mm-hmm. It's done mobile, home offices. But Realty One Group is committed, as much as we utilize technology, it's about the people.
Yeah.
So we won't go away from having an office that is welcoming, not only to our agents, but to their clients, to come in and meet in a professional environment, to be able to have a conference room, to be able to sit down and get prepared for a meeting with a client. With where you know you can count on the technology, the computers, the internet, everything works. It works top notch, and it's beautiful. When people walk in for the first time into our Realty One Group offices, not just in Vegas and Phoenix, but all around the country, I hear it. They're like, "Wow, this is different. Yep. I want to be a part of this."
Yep.
And that's pretty exciting, because there's part of it is you want to show up and feel happy. You want to feel proud. You want to meet the client. Like, why would I meet you at a coffee shop when I could bring you into our office and have you say, wow? And that's really been our goal all along, is to have that wow factor.
And I think to your point, it's everyone, right? It's the client. When, like, think about when you go to a nice restaurant and you haven't even tried the food yet, but the ambiance is awesome. Right? It just puts you in a good mood. And it's the same thing with our offices from the client perspective. And it's the same thing from an agent perspective. They realize, holy crap, this is the brand that I could be working for. This is the office that I could be going into 4 or 5 days a week. I mean, it's a cool thing to be a part of.
For sure.
Yeah. Kathy, I know it's obviously a very trending hot topic right now in the industry, but we've been covering it so much, I feel like, on other avenues. So I don't want to dive too deep into it, but Pat is also our company co-chair for everything that's happening with NAR. So maybe Pat, if you want to give us like a 30-second bird's eye view of where everything's at right now, where the company's at, please feel free.
Yeah. You know, it's been a long, couple of weeks here since the proposed NAR settlement came out. And I think it's, I highly recommend being prepared to be prepared for what's coming, what looks like, but boy, it's not time, at this point to dive in and abandon the plan that you've been on. Mm-hmm. and implement things that aren't necessary to implement at this time. Again, being prepared, being committed to learning, to being committed to, and being open to changes that are likely to happen in our industry the way we do it. But the reality is, stay calm. It's not time to all of a sudden throw everything and abandon what you've been doing. My biggest recommendation to anyone in the real estate industry, and that's owners, managers, agents, stay connected. There's so many valuable resources for you to understand what's really going on and to not buy into false information that may be on social. If that's where you're getting your information about, you know, the proposed NAR settlement, I don't think that's great. Dial in, really understand the facts. And then I believe, this is just an opinion, I believe your local associations, your state associations are working tirelessly right now behind the scenes so they can bring you in your state, wherever that is, information, potential modifications to forms and contracts and some tools and tech to help you continue to best serve your clients. I really, truly believe that. And so just stay patient. Yeah. There's going to be some differences in the way we do business. I heard Kathy mention in a previous podcast, and I think it's fair saying, true professionals are going to continue. They're not only going to survive, they're going to thrive because they're going to be able to communicate with their clients. Will we possibly have some loss of agents in the industry? Likely. And is that okay? It is.
Yeah,
it is okay. That's my, in a nutshell, summary of kind of where we're at so far with the NAR settlement.
Kathy, I saw your eyes get really big when Pat made that last comment. And I know you said in one of the other podcasts, you used the word cleanse.
Yeah. And, you know, let's take it back to the basketball analogy we started out with. Everybody can play rec league mm-hmm. and enjoy it. Not everybody can play, you know, NCAA ball. Not right. everybody makes tournament, and a few make the NBA. And I'm not saying it's going to cleanse down to that, but true professionals will continue to condition. They'll continue to improve their game. Pat, I absolutely love what you just said. Don't listen to the people that are selling advertising. Listen to your local authority. Listen to your broker owner, your manager, the people that are vested and know, you know, what this is. You know, you and I are both mature enough in the industry. Can I say that? We've seen lots of changes. And I think that it's not that we don't, we're proactive, we're not reactive. And I think this is not the time to be reactive.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's good. My final question for you, Pat, we always like to ask the people that have been, the 10 plus year veterans, we'll say. What do you see next for Realty One Group? Like what's, because you've seen probably the logo change 3 or 4 times. So what do you think is next for us?
Yeah, I think the, for next is as we put, you know, dots on the map all across the country, and Realty One Group is becoming more and more of a household name in markets, you know, that we weren't in before. It really is exciting to me because some of these changes that we may see in the industry, Realty One Group, it absolutely suits the model for Realty One Group. Why a realtor would say, I want to be a part of Realty One Group. It's about a company helping me be successful and letting me keep more of my hard-earned commission that I go out for. I mean, it just is going to continue. And in a meeting last week with some of our leaders on our franchise side, said their phones are ringing off the hook. People inquiring about Realty One Group because they see that our model is set up for the future. And I couldn't be more excited about that.
Solid answer. I love that. Well, Pat, we know you're a very busy guy, so we thank you so much for joining us. This was excellent. Thank you again.
I hope you'll come back.
Yeah.
I hope you'll visit.
Of course.
Yeah. We'd love to do multiple episodes.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks again, Pat.
All right. You bet.
We thank you for joining us today on another episode of One on One, a Realty One Group podcast. We are powered by One.U and ask if you have suggestions, recommendations, or questions, please email learning@realtyonegroup.com. And remember, pay close attention to the details, listen to understand, not respond, and always be a resource, not a sales pitch.